And in that production piece, you would hear Tommy Lugauer correctly predicting a Pete Alonso three-run home run. You would hear even me predicting Pete Alonso hitting a home run. But it wasn't just us. It wasn't just me, and it wasn't just Tommy. How about this prediction? We've got two more for you. One from a member of the New York Mets. We present to you OMG himself, Jose Iglesias.
I told Pete on the eighth, we were at defense. And I say, be ready, because next inning, you're going to hit a home run. I can't explain it.
Why did you say that?
It's my instinct. You know, I know how hard he's been working this series to get it going. I was with him during batting practice, spending time with him. It's paying off, and I feel very proud to contribute in that aspect of the game as well.
Wow. Jose told him. How about that? It adds to his legend, Tiki.
Right, or unless if we believe it.
Oh, you think Jose's lying?
I don't know. Maybe it's convenient.
All right. Well,
it's convenient narrative.
We have one guy who used kind of thought, belief, and analytics to believe Pete Alonso would hit a home run. Well, how about someone else? Someone on the WFAN staff, not me and Tommy, who successfully predicted a Pete Alonso home run. We present to you sports maven himself, Al Dukes.
Yes or no? Mets win tonight?
Yes.
Ooh. Wow, very decisive.
Close. 3-2 Mets. Pete Alonso, home run late. 3-2.
Wow.
What?
He nailed it.
Holy cow.
And if it wasn't for that rat bastard, Jesse Winker and Starling Marte, he would have nailed the final score.
Generational talent.
Can you believe that?
That is damn impressive.
That's damn impressive.
Does he have a history of predicting like that? And if he does, why is he not gambling all the time?
That's a good question.
Seriously.
So congratulations to Positive Tommy. I guess congratulations to myself. But more importantly, congratulations to Al Dukes and Jose Iglesias. I know you never thought you'd hear them in a sentence together. Yeah, but they both,
right.
But they both successfully predicted it. Pete Alonso home runs. And there were others, I admit. Like, I did see a few throughout the evening who had that core belief and hope that Pete was going to come through in the biggest spot possible. And boy, did he pick the biggest spot. And you know, it's funny looking back on it now, Tiki. When he swung, he posed, he knew it was gone.
Yes, because he knew what pitch was coming.
But even still, it barely got out. I didn't think it was gone off the bat.
I mean, it was right field. I mean, it was oppo. Of course, it's barely going to get out. It's not like he's pulling it and gotten all his power and strength, you know, with the torque and his hip movement and everything else. That was all upper body, you know, pushing that thing because he's strong enough and knew exactly what he was doing. I mean, you give him credit, man. He knew whether or not he knew the pitch was coming or not. We don't know, but there's video that pitch was getting tipped. He had his I don't know who that was he was talking to in the dugout.
He was talking to Jeremy Barnes.
Jeremy Barnes basically saying, look, if you look at his glove, if it's down, it's a changeup. If it's up a little bit, it's a fastball. The bulge in the glove, because he's got to stick his hand all the way in there in order to get the grip on the changeup. So he kind of knew it was coming, and he put it exactly where he should have. And so give him credit, because that's part of baseball. If you're going to tip your pitches, I'm going to take advantage of you.
Give him credit and give the Mets credit. And give Jimmy O'Brien, John Boy credit, because he's the one who decoded it late last night. But yeah, there's great video showing that Devin Williams would alter the shape of his glove based on if he was throwing his bender, which is an unhittable pitch, or his fastball. And you see Jeremy Barnes, whispering to Pete Alonso and saying,
yes.
Hey, watch the glove.
Right, but as soon as he gets back in the dugout, he's like, I told you.
You're right, you see Jeremy said, I told you.